USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked in her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that. Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
AAA is now reporting the national average at $3.73 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from just yesterday, 32 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar 12 months ago. French President Emmanuel Macron spent an hour and a half on the phone with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, came out of the meeting saying that Russia wants to take total control of Ukraine and the worst is yet to come. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The Ford Motor Company is changing its operations for its engines. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Ford CEO Jim Farley is shifting company operations, creating three separate automotive business units that include its existing commercial division. Mr. Ford on Bloomberg.
We can't compete with the very best of the ICE or the BEV world by working on battery electrics from 9 and 10 in the morning. We have to be focused. This announcement is all about focus and capability.
Ford Blue will focus on the traditional internal combustion engine. Ford Model E will develop the battery electric vehicles and connectivity.
The campaign to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court is officially kicked off. Democrats are making a concerted effort to confirm Jackson before the Senate leaves for the Easter recess. Jackson met one-on-one with top Senate officials. The Judiciary Committee laid out a timeline for the nomination, and the Congressional Black Caucus prepared for any potential attacks against her. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Oxycontin maker Purdue Pharma reached a settlement over its role in the opioid crisis that includes virtually all U.S. states and thousands of local governments, with the Sackler family members who own the company boosting their cash contribution as much as $6 billion. The deal follows an earlier settlement that had been appealed by 8 states and the District of Columbia. They agreed to sign on after the Sacklers kicked in more cash, including a portion that just those jurisdictions would control, and accepted other terms. In exchange, the family is protected from civil lawsuits. A 28-year-old homeless man has been charged in hate crimes after a string of unprovoked attacks on women of Asian descent in New York City. Stephen Jonkick was arrested in connection with assaults on 7 women in different Manhattan neighborhoods over a 2-hour period. The victims were all women of Asian descent, ranging in age from 19 to 57. Most were punched in the face and shoved to the ground. An explosion that brought catastrophic damage to a garden-style 4-story building this afternoon in Silver Spring, Maryland, has left over a dozen people injured, 5 seriously, according to Montgomery County Fire Department spokespeople. Firefighters immediately made several rescues, according to spokesperson Pete Pringer. All Priority 1 patients were transported to a local hospital. Pringer said that the 4-story apartment building, which had between 12 and 18 units, sustained heavy structural damage. Even though the fire has been contained, fire personnel evacuated many nearby buildings. This is USA Radio News.